From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Legislative Democrats aren't showing much enthusiasm for Governor Jerry Brown's budget. 2 months after its release, they haven't approved any cuts, and they've rejected $1 billion of Brown's proposed savings. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, they're promising a balanced budget in the end.
The governor has called on lawmakers to act on at least some parts of his budget proposal, or else the state's deficit would grow. But they've made no cuts yet, and assembly budget subcommittees have said no way to suggested cuts in welfare and college financial aid. Senate President Daryl Steinberg says Democrats are fighting for their values.
It's a time-honored tradition to stake out your position for purposes of a negotiation, which is what a budget always ends up being. And then to get the very best results you can, given the numbers and the circumstances that you find yourself in.
In fact, Steinberg says his budget staff is quietly planning for every contingency, including the chance that state revenues will continue to fall short of projections. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
If you're over 65 years old and poor in California, you probably aren't seeing a dentist. Unless it's an emergency, that's something Democratic Assembly member Dr. Richard Pan hopes will change. At a hearing yesterday, he said he hoped for a reversal of a 2009 state budget decision to eliminate most dental benefits for adults in the Medi-Cal system.
One of the things we really need to look at is that has eliminating adult Dental-Cal really saved the state money, or has it simply shifted costs and now we're paying more money on the Medi-Cal side to provide care to these seniors?
Dr. Pan says untreated dental disease is linked to major medical problems such as diabetes and heart disease. He says current barriers to senior dental care may be leading to patient suffering and more emergency room visits. Find other state and local stories at northbay.org.